We used to go to Bewley, members of the group, at least twice a year, and Edward Montagu would always be there greeting and meeting the public in his mobility scooter. He just lived and breathed the events he had at the National Motor Museum. And, of course, that is something else he deserves credit for, founding this country's National Motor Museum, as well as coining the phrase auto jumble and being, I think, the first person in Europe to launch an auto jumble where people who'd got old car parts could put them on display and sell them to people who'd got old cars and were looking for parts which are no longer manufactured. So he achieved a first in many areas, and I'm very saddened by his passing.
In his life, he had some tough times in his life, but he seemed to just get on with it. He didn't want to make too much of a fuss afterwards, did he?
No, I mean, I think most people would find it incredible these days to find that two consenting adults could get sent to prison for just kissing, which is virtually what happened to him in the late 50s. And I think his demeanour did help to bring about a change in attitude. And the law shortly afterwards was changed, of course. He behaved with dignity, and he was always worth listening to when he was making a contribution to a debate or discussion.
And what now for the Motor Museum in Bewley? I guess you hope that you will continue to go from strength to strength.
Well, the Motor Museum is run by a trust, so I'm hoping that will continue to flourish and survive. And what happens at the rest of Bewley, that's really a matter for the new Lord Montagu and his family to determine. But Edward was a character. He was a man full of passion for historic cars, and that is what will be missed in the wider world at large, the fact that this tireless campaigner for historic vehicles is no longer with us.